And now we're talking about civil rights trailblazer Vell Phillips. A plan to place a statue of the late Vell Phillips at our state capitol is moving ahead. Just one of her barrier-breaking firsts. She was elected Secretary of State in 1978, the first Black candidate to win statewide office in Wisconsin. And last week, the State Capitol and Executive Residence Board approved creating a subcommittee that will finalize the design and location of the statue. What do you think about the prospects of her statue? It's 800-642-1234. Vell Phillips' son, Mike Phillips, is an attorney in Milwaukee and on the advisory committee. Mike, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
We also have Michael Johnson with us, president and CEO of Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. He is also on the statue committee. Michael, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
Well, Michael, let's start with you. Take us back to last summer in the height of the social justice protests, Black Lives Matter, the protests over police brutality. What did you do?
You know, last time, you know, I was on your show, we had talked about, you know, some of the challenges that we were facing, you know, throughout the country and right here, you know, in Madison. And, you know, I wanted to respond by, you know, listening to the concerns of young people, seeing some of the challenges that we faced. So we ended up raising some money to, you know, help support some of the activists and some of the positive efforts they wanted to achieve. But we also raised $250,000 to support those businesses that had been looted downtown. And about a day after, you know, some of the buildings had been destroyed, we end up sending 3,000 volunteers to clean up our downtown area. Now, with that being said, I also, you know, heard concerns from young people throughout the state that there was no representation of people of color at the state capitol. So I called the governor's office to confirm that that was the case. And then we immediately put together a list of community leaders who would think who would be the appropriate person to have representation at the state capitol. 2 weeks later, after consulting with several people, I wrote a letter to the Executive Residency Board. I also wrote a letter to the governor asking them to support a statue of Vell Phillips. The governor responded right away and supported the idea. I ended up asking, I called Mike. I didn't know Mike prior to this and asked him he would support being a part of this committee. I asked Dave Andres, who's a lead attorney at American Family Insurance, to chair it. And since the formation of this phenomenal group that we have, which now include the mayor of Milwaukee, Alder Cox, who is the alder in the 6th District, Milwaukee, and several other leaders across the state. We've so far raised $25,000 with a lead gift from the Wisconsin State Bar. We've gotten a letter of support from the Common Council, and you already announced that the Executive Residency Board has developed a committee to work with our task force to see what the next steps are.
Mike, I know we're having a bit of trouble with your line. I'm wondering, you know, your mother accomplished so much in her 95 years. What does this statue signify to you?
Well, it signifies a lot, certainly a bit of a turning point now, given the times that we're living in. I know it was very difficult at the Capitol in the summer, but it's been difficult all over this country this past summer. And my mom, to me, is, and I think to the state of Wisconsin, is representative of sort of everyone. She's inclusive. She fought for rights, but she not just for African Americans. She fought for rights for Latinos, for all people, white, brown, black, Asian. She fought for everyone, and that seems to resonate today even louder.
I'm wondering, you know, a summer of protests with broad public support for racial justice protests happening all over the nation. Would Vell Phillips have been out there?
Yeah. I'd have been pushing her in a wheelchair, right? She would have.
Yeah, certainly.
I'd have borrowed a megaphone, or someone would have. She would have commandeered a megaphone, and she would be right there, although small, blasting out over into the crowd. Oh yeah, she was born for a moment like this.
So, Michael Johnson, I'm wondering, as you look at getting this statue to move forward, are there any challenges? What is ahead of you?
You know, we created a website. You know, it's going to cost, you know, $241,000 to be able to, you know, erect this statue. And we believe, you know, based on her history in our state, that we will easily, you know, raise those funds. So getting people, a bunch of people to give us a bunch of small donations to support this effort. And then our next step is to, you know, work with the Executive Residency Board and our task force and DOA to make sure that this happened. Our committee was very, very pleased about what transpired at the last meeting. We think that they made the right decision by forming a subcommittee to work with us, you know, on the details. But let me just point out, because I think this is important for people who may not know of Vail's track record. Can I spend just 2 minutes?
Absolutely.
Just briefing your listeners about Vail. In 1951, Vail became the first African-American woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School. And that was in 1951. In 1956, she became the first woman and the first African-American on the County Council of Milwaukee. Then in 1958, she was elected as the first African-American to have a seat back in 1958 on the Democratic National Committee. Then in 1968, the Common Council approved a desegregation law that was proposed by Vail to outlaw housing discrimination after she fought almost a half a decade to make that happen. And then in 1978, she went on to become the first African-American woman to become a judge in Wisconsin and later made history as the first African-American woman elected in the United States of America in a statewide executive office. And then in 1979, a lot of people don't know this, she actually served as governor for a day in the state of Wisconsin.
It wasn't a weekend.
It was actually a straight over weekend,
yes.
Because the governor and the lieutenant governor had to attend the Republican National Convention. So when you look at her track record, when you look at her history, when you look at the things that she accomplished in this state, we could not think of a better person that deserved this sort of reputation. And we believe that it is good for not only Black kids and kids of color, but for white kids to learn about her history, to learn that we just yesterday put out a letter to teachers and educators about the history of Black Wisconsinites. And there's so much history in this state that date all the way back 180 years ago. And it is important for kids and young people and families across the state to understand that history. And we believe that this will happen. We hope it will happen. And we're going to do everything that we can to ensure that this happens.
Mike Phillips, I'm wondering, you know, what an incredible timeline. What have you thought about the inscription? What would the inscription on the statue say?
Boy, that's something that's in work.
Okay.
The inscription, it'd be hard to approximate right now.
We're talking with Vail Phillips' son, Mike Phillips, who is on the subcommittee creating the plan to erect a statue of the Wisconsin Civil Rights Trailblazer. Michael Johnson sits on the committee as well. He's CEO of Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. Did you ever meet or work with Vail Phillips when she was an alderwoman, a judge, secretary of state? What do you remember most about her? Why do you think there isn't a statue honoring a person of color from Wisconsin's history at the state capitol? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're discussing the plan to erect a new statue at the state capitol of the late barrier-breaking African-American lawmaker from Milwaukee, Vel Phillips. She died in 2018. Here she is in 1971, becoming the first black judge in Wisconsin.
I shall remember for a very long time this morning, because I am sure that there will be many times when remembering your good faith, your confidence in my ability, and your sincere wishes for my success will be like water to a thirsty traveler.
Like water to a thirsty traveler. That's from the 2015 PBS Wisconsin documentary. How do you remember Vel Phillips? 800-642-1234. Vel Phillips' son, attorney Mike Phillips, sits on the subcommittee creating the plan for the statue. We also have Michael Johnson, CEO of Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, also on the planning committee. Mike Phillips, let's talk fair housing for a moment. Milwaukee subdivisions, the vast majority, had been planned out with regulations prohibiting the sale of property to people of color. And here comes Vel Phillips, who introduced the housing ordinance in 1962, 5 years before fair housing marches. What kept her trying when her bill was defeated?
My dad, I would say, was a huge influence in that. My father, my mother and father, they were both lawyers. They were actually the first husband and wife team admitted to the bar in the federal bar, the Western District of District Court of Wisconsin. They opened a law firm, just Phillips and Phillips. And while my mom used it as sort of a springboard into politics, my dad, he was a working attorney, man. He built the largest African-American law firm in the state, Phillips, Phillips, Gambrell, Jones, and Stamper at its height. And my father, my mom, bless her heart, she was a great voice and a great visionary, but it was my father who sort of brought the nuts and bolts of inequity to her. I mean, she saw it through him, because my father was out there representing some of the poorest people around, going to their neighborhoods, going to their houses, going to their, you know, going to jail. My father used to buy cornucopias. I don't know if you know what those Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Yeah, he used to buy cornucopias for defendants that he couldn't get out for the holidays. And we would go around, my dad and me, delivering these to just some of the very, very poor conditioned people. And these stories, you know, my mom was there. We'd filter in. Sometimes she was there. I mean, it was through my father in some ways that she saw some of the worst.
She was the 13th District Children's Court Judge, first woman and African-American to hold this post. And she said, the words juvenile justice needed to be part of the building when the Milwaukee County Children's Court Center was named after her. What did she see in juvenile justice and kids not being treated fairly?
Oh, I think she saw the same thing that we all see. In the latter part of my legal career, I was an assistant district attorney here in Milwaukee. And I can tell you that there is difficulty in equal treatment. It's not the sort of thing that is obvious, but it's the sort of thing that you see when you're charging people. And one of the reasons I took the job was to address what I perceived as some of the inequities. And inequities, I think, are heavier when they are imposed on younger people, kids. Kids feel them worse. I think all kids deserve a break. My mom always thought so. And she fought for it, as did I.
I'm wondering, Michael, what do you think the statue will look like? Have you thought about what it will be made of?
Talking to Michael or me? We're both Mikes.
Yeah, Michael Johnson. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, we have an initial rendering that was commissioned by, you know, a vendor through the DOA, but I think it's still too early, you know, in the process. We want to make sure that Michael Phillips, you know, and his family get an opportunity to, you know, give input along with the community. But we want to make sure that the statue at least will represent what she represented. And we also wanted to be consistent with what the other statues look like in terms of dimension and size that's at the Capitol, you know, right now. And DOA would have to give us some guidance around that. You know, this is not something that we specialize in. I've never in my career, I've always raised money for kids. Yeah. So I've never raised money for, you know, anything like this. So we're going to ask people who are, you know, qualified in this space, have history doing these kinds of things. And there are people that's on our committee that has this kind of experience. And so we will tap into their intellectual capital to make sure that we make the right decisions. And I also applaud DOA. They have some great people in their shop that have done this before, and we just want to make sure that it represent, you know, who she is. I also want to point out that our committee also supports the restoration of the Hague and the Four statues. You know, we want those statues back up as well, and our committee also, if we have to, would also, you know, support making sure that that happens, you know, financially. And I also think this opens up the door that, you know, beyond, you know, Vail, at, you know, the committee is going to have to decide how do you make sure there's other representation. And we have some ideas, you know, around that could be done in a very, you know, strategic way. But our residents across the state need to feel the diversity and the fabric of what our state represents, and right now there's no representation.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
That was Michael Johnson, president and CEO of Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, on an advisory committee created to explore placing a statue of civil rights icon Vail Phillips at the state capitol, and Vail Phillips' son, Mike Phillips, an attorney in Milwaukee, on the committee. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.